Chapter 4, The Ponyville Players. Discord watched from afar as the eager thespian ponies filed into the entrance of the theater, dressed in their finest audition clothes. Discord rolled his eyes. How dreadful! But I suppose I must look the part as well if I'm to impress these picky little ponies, especially that Rarity. With the tap of his toe, Discord was draped from head to tail in his most dramatic outfit, a billowy white shirt, a brown velvet waistcoat, and black pants that puffed out like two balloons. Around his neck was a frilly white ruff that extended far past his shoulders. Now they'll take me seriously! As Discord made his way into the theater, he took no notice of the scared onlookers darting away at the sight of him. Many townsponies had chalked up the news of Discord moving to Ponyville to be a silly rumor. But he was actually here! Screamed Sea Swirl, a light purple unicorn with the cutie mark of two dolphins. She dropped some script pages onto the ground and took off in a gallop toward Sugar Cube Corner. Thanks for the sides, Discord shouted as he snagged the papers and waltzed inside to join the line backstage. He managed to remain unnoticed by the panel of pony judges seated in the audience as he pushed his way through the dusty-smelling red curtains. Tee-hee! He laughed to himself, thinking of the big reveal. Now that he had two surprises, his big move to Ponyville and his soon-to-be starring role in their little production, he was bubbling over with enthusiasm. The look on Twilight Sparkle's face when she saw him on stage was going to be priceless. She might even pass out from shock. Discord wanted to get the show on the road, but unfortunately, there were about five ponies ahead of him waiting to go on stage. One of them was Cheerily, the teacher from Ponyville School. The mauve earth pony had her light pink mane crimped in a style that Discord hadn't seen in a long while. Around her neck was a black and white checkered scarf, and she wore a scrunched neon leg warmer on each back hoof. "Reliving your lost youth, are you, dear?" Discord teased, popping up next to Cheerily out of nowhere. He grinned and pointed to his own ancient costume. "Me too," Discord giggled. "Get it? Because I'm thousands of years old?" Cheerily shook her head with a patronizing frown, trotting off to wait in the wings and stretch. "Well, I thought it was funny," Discord said, shrugging. A moment later, Cheerily pranced out onto the stage. She introduced herself and began to belt out a rendition of the classic pop hit, "Fillies Just Wanna Have Fun." Discord bobbed up and down to the music for a few seconds before it hit him. He didn't have a song prepared. How were the judges going to take him seriously if he didn't even have music to showcase his incredible talents? And if he wasn't cast in the show, how would he complete Celestia's mission? And if he didn't accomplish the mission, how would he get his beloved thing back?
"What are you doing here, Discord?"
A pink pony with a curly fuchsia mane popped up next to him, interrupting his internal panic and causing him to jump a little.
"Pinkie Pie, you startled me," Discord replied.
He crossed his arms over his velvet vest.
"Very impressive." "Thanks. Sometimes I get started startling ponies before I've even finished finishing,"
Pinkie Pie giggled.
"Ooh, is that a Rufflepuff collar you're wearing? It's the silliest piece of clothing I've ever seen."
Pinkie's eyes grew wide as she tilted her head.
"Can I borrow it?"
"I don't see why not. Or..."
Discord snapped his claws, and suddenly Pinkie Pie was wearing a ruffled collar so big that it covered most of her body. It looked like a giant pink and blue tutu.
"Yippee!"
she smiled and began to bounce up and down so that the fabric flapped. Discord sighed.
"Happy now?"
"I'm happy always," the pink pony nodded. "But since you asked, you know what would make me even happier? Like super ecstatic and
Pinky licked her lips and danced around to Cheerilee's song. When it ended a few seconds later, Discord turned back to Pinky.
What were you saying?
Discord asked, scratching his goatee pensively.
I stopped listening. After a while, high-pitched pony chatter just sounds like buzzing to me. Or maybe you spaced out because you're worried since you didn't practice a song for the audition,
Pinkie Pie shrugged.
It is a super big problem, so I understand. You caught me. I know so many amazing songs.
Discord jutted out his bottom lip so that his snaggle tooth poked out even farther.
But how to choose one with so little time? You could always sing that great song about the glass of water,
Pinky suggested. She stroked her hoof against her chin in deep thought.
But you'd have to catch the blue flu again first. That was a brilliant performance of mine. Even so, it's been done. It's been seen.
Discord shook his head.
I need something fresh.
He looked out to the stage. Little pieces of neon yellow, green, and pink paper confetti littered the expanse of the entire floor from the final note of Cheerilee's number, and a bored stage hoof was sweeping it up.
I need something where I can set the scene like Cheerilee did, something with pizzazz. Maybe something involving chocolate rain?
Pinkie Pie asked, leaning in closer to Discord to whisper,
Chocolate rain! That's it, Pinkie Pie,
Discord chuckled. He looked up to the ceiling rafters with a new determination.
I'll perform the one classic award-winning musical favorite that's sure to impress and delight every pony in all of Ponyville, Singin' in the Chocolate Rain! That's perfect!
Shouted Pinkie Pie with a loud squeal.
I mean, good idea! Need any help?